Okay, everybody, it's Koach. We are back on Shifas. I wanted to this week introduce to you a couple other systems that we could throw into the mix. I'll give you sheets for them as we write them out. But there's an interesting system that was created in 1985 by Edward de Bono. Edward de Bono was a sociologist, an educator, and a thinker, and he realized the problem we have. And anytime we go into any, try to solve any problem that we're dealing with, we have too many ways of thinking that we cram into one. For example, let's say we're a little creative, we're organized, and when you throw all the different ways of thinking into one shot, it makes a mess of things, right? Because some situations call for you to be orderly and organized. Some situations call for you to be creative and out of the box. Some situations call for you to be, efficient and so on and so forth, or more emotional. And when you come in with all different of your sort of ways of thinking, it makes a mess of things. That was his theory. And he said instead he'd like to look at it as six different thinking hats. It's amazing. It's called Six Thinking Hats. And that there's actually six hats that we wear. And if we figure out a good combo and how to do it, you could actually begin to think through problems in a totally different way. So, for example, white is the type of hat that's data and info. The data and info hat we call a white hat. A red hat is feelings and emotion, your feelings and emotion hat. Yellow is the hat that's able to see positive opportunities. The black hat is the one that's caution and stern, right? Boundaries. Green is creative thinking, new ideas. Blue is overview thinking, overview. Doing all of those at once, he argued, is inefficient. I don't know. Sometimes you need a little bit of each.
Problem.
Yes.
You have to have enough common sense to see which one of the six you should use at that time.
Yeah. So this book is dedicated the second half of suggesting different recipes of hats, combos, recipes. For example, his famous recipe for board meeting flow. His board meeting flow is to start with blue. Remember, blue is blue. One second. Thinking overview. Big picture. Start with the big picture. Hello, this is what we are. This is what we represent. We represent an institution of higher learning. This is overview. Good. Then switch over to the white hat, he argued. Switch over to the white hat, which is here's the data info. Here's the numbers from the month. Here's the income, the revenue. Here's all the sheets. Let's take a look, everybody in front of them. Meaning they have the overview. They know what the mission of the institution is about. Now let's look at the data. So he said white should be next. Then is black. So black is caution and stern. And like these are the lines we need to watch out for. We're getting close to spending on this. We're getting close to maneuvering too many people from here. Right? Caution. What are our lines? Then once you've got all that sorted out, move over to yellow. But here's the optimistic side. Here's the positive side. We're doing better than we have in the last 3 years. Or all signs indicate that we should be turning a corner now because production in China has gone up or whatever it is. Then green. Now let's think about creative solutions, how to get there in a faster amount of time and more efficient. Let's think out of the box. Anybody got new ideas here? Brilliant ideas. Start suggesting them. Because what it does is you don't get caught up. You know, when you try to get a creative idea going at a board meeting and then you get caught up by the guy who wants to penny pinch and talk about the... That was the first part. We did that. We covered that. We can get back to it later on. Right now, we're green. Right now, we're going to think creative. We're going to think wild ideas. Stop with the number. We're going to think wild ideas right now. And then you come around back to a red, and the red is feelings and emotion of trying to consolidate how this feels so that everyone walks out of the meeting invigorated and ready to go. That's his recipe for board meetings. He's got tons of recipes. Modern thinkers have added a purple hat. I won't make you crazy about a purple hat right now. Another hat. But I was wondering, maybe when it comes to learning, this can also help you sort of keep the learning in your mind in a funny and organized way that lends itself to developing chidushim and thinking a bit out of the box. So you could play around with the recipes, but we'll try one now, and that is let's try something similar to the board meeting one where he did before. Okay, overview. Okay, so the overview of this sugya coming up right now, the overview of the sugya coming up right now is about. Again, we're talking about who is responsible to come up Aliyah L'Regel and who is not responsible to come up on Aliyah L'Regel. We've tried to make it a certain type of individuals, the one we could demand they could come up to Aliyah L'Regel. We wanted Zechurcha. We wanted their ability to walk there. We wanted their ability to be fully intellectually present. We had a wide range, and all of it's trying to ascertain who is the appropriate one that could be held responsible for coming up Aliyah L'Regel, right? That's the broad conversation. Next, what you would do in this conversation for the Gemara is you would then collect all your data and info. You would then go ahead and review the list of who's included and who's not included. You would get the data, the info, and the specifics of everybody here. So again, you're now using different ways of thinking, and it concretizes it in your mind in totally different ways. And then number three, right after that hat, okay, I'll skip the thinking positive hat for this one. We're positive to learn Gemara, everybody's happy to learn Gemara. Then we go into the next hat, which is begin to think creatively, right? Creatively. Okay, now that we've said these people who are on the list, let's begin to explore why one specific one or two specific ones are included or not, okay? So the one we're going to go to next, and now we're going to start analyzing on a creative level. So the next Gemara tells us, so Tana Rabbana, right? Tumtum va'androgynous, okay? Tumtum va'androgynous. Five lines from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay, here we go. Tumtum androgynous. Tumtum is we don't know what they are. Androgynous, they're both. Tana Rabbana. Zachor lahotzi es hanashim. Zachor, male, by the way, actually, I take it back. In doing the thinking hats, what I would have done here is take an overview of what we've talked about so far, that I did already. Then number two, the data collection is actually just reading the Gemara. Just read the Gemara. Get the data. Get the info. That's the second hat. I would put on that hat next and get the data. So that's what we're doing now. Tana Rabbanan, Zachor lahotzi es hanashim. It says males to exclude females. Zachorcha, your males, is coming lahotzi tumtum and androgynous. Is coming to exclude a tumtum and an androgynous. Kol zachorcha, all your males, are to larabos et aktanim. So three different usages of a variation of zachor. Zachor to exclude women. Zachorcha to exclude tumtum androgynous. Kol zachorcha to include ketanim. So Amar Mar, we learned in a brisa. Zachor lahotzi et hanashim, lama likra? Why don't you need any pasuk? Just say, michti, mitzvahs asei shazman gramahu. V'chol mitzvahs asei shazman grama. Women are already exempt from time-bound mitzvahs, right? The onset of the festival triggers the mitzvah to appear in the Azara. So the Gemara says, Itzrich, I need the pasuk to exclude women from it, because I would have thought, Nalif Ria Mahakel. Let us learn a Xerah Shava of Ria Mahakel. Just like over there, women had to go. This is Walter's question originally last week, remember? We should include the women then. Af Kan Echnashim Shabichayev. Therefore, you would not have been able to use the Mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama argument. You need something else. So Kamash Balan, you need another Drusha to exclude them. Amar Mar, Zachurcha, all your males, Lahotzi Tumtum Androgynous, to exclude a Tumtum Androgynous. Bishlama Androgynous Itzrich, I know the case of it, I needed to exclude the case of an hermaphrodite, because Salkadait Chamina, I would think Hoyal V'Islei Tzad Zachrus, since he has a masculine side, L'chayev, let him be Chayev in the mitzvah. Kamash Balan Debirya Bifneatzmo, he's his own creation, he's his own entity. It's not a male, it's not a male just because he has a male side. It's a male female. It's a hybrid. El tumtum sveko, but a case of a tumtum is a suffix. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude someone who is a suffix? We don't know what he is. Why do you need that? Meaning, right? Like, why would you need a pasuk from that? No, what's the problem with that? Does it make sense?
Why you need that? Yeah. You know, is it male or female? I mean, what do you need?
Meaning, since he is a suffix. 100%, 100%. But no, gender, by the way, there's a lot written already on gender identity and the Talmud. There's tremendous written stuff, so on and so forth. To have a...
That would be the reason why he had two, based on what you said this morning.
Right, right. Very good. And but the question of the Gemara doesn't make so much sense here, because mitzrich kra lebeute sveka. Why do I need a pasuk to exclude a suffix? Meaning, don't we say a suffix leraisa lechumra? Right, why don't we say should go? So Amar Abai Mishabetzav Mibachutz. No, since his Beitzav are Bachutz, his testicles are outside the membrane, so since they're already there, it's that, meaning only the member is concealed. And since he's certainly a male, a Pasuk is needed to exclude him, right? Because you see the testicles there. Okay, so did the overview, and then we got the data and information. Let's review the data that we have. We have three Zachor variation drushas. We have Zachor to exclude women. We have Zachorcha to exclude Tumtum Androgynous. We have Kol Zachorcha to include Ketanim. What the Gemara did next was to analyze the Zachor Limud. Why do you need to do that when it's a mitzvah Seisha Zman Grama? Women would be, because the problem was because of Hakel. That's why we needed drusha. Then the next part of the Gemara was to analyze the second drusha, which is Zechurcha, to exclude a Tumtum and Androgynous. I understand why you need a drusha for Androgynous, because I would think he's included because there definitely is the other organ there. There definitely is the other organ. So therefore, that's why you need a Pusik to exclude him. But why do you need a Pusik to exclude a Tumtum? He's just a suffix. The problem is this doesn't work according to the opinion that holds a suffix deraisa lechumra deraisa. But okay, this is one of the riyas, by the way, they bring for the other side. So let's say, why do you need a pasuk to exclude him? He's just a suffix. No, because the beitzim are on the outside. Maybe he is like a full-fledged male. No, therefore comes the pasuk to teach you that he's not. Okay, so that's the flow and how to read the Gemara. That's the flow and how to read the Gemara. What you would do next with the next thinking hat is to think creatively. Many ways to think creatively. I actually recommend the Rav Nussbacher from Shalavim put out an amazing book called Lumdus, which has about, I forgot the number, 14 to 20 different approaches to Lumdus. That's when you start interspersing creative ways of thinking. Okay, what's the chilik and the nafkamina between the exclusion of the tumtum and the exclusion of the androgynous? How is that fundamentally different than the exclusion of the Nashim? By those, there is elements of Zachris there. By hers, there's no element of Zachris whatsoever, right? But she has a side that's stronger because the connection to Hakel. Meaning, in terms of thinking conceptually, what that does is it helps you to retain the Gemara better because you've thought creatively and with, you know, better vision. Also thinking about mitzvah sasesha azman grama. Why is it a mitzvah sasesha azman grama? Is it really grama? The holiday was grama, but once the holiday kicked in, there's a chiyuv of aliyah laregel. Is that really zman grama, or it's event that triggered it? Hypothetically, if those shlosh regalim were any time of year, if you put it 3 months later, I would have had to go up then. Is event triggered aseisha zman grama, or is time aseisha zman? You can go all day with this. Once you start adapting different forms of lumdus, the creative hat could then go every single day and then go all day. Then you start thinking about possible solutions, right? That's the next one, offering different solutions to problem. And then you wrap it around and then review as integrating all the different parts that you have learned. Review this Gemara, and then we can do in one little part here. Tana Rabbanan Zachor Lotz Dachim Zachor Lotz Tuna Androgynous Kol Zachorcha Larabos Et Ktanim. Right, Kol Zachorcha to include the Ktanim that goes against the Mark Ass, that goes against what we learned about minors being included in the mitzvah. So Amar Mar Zachor Lotz Dachim Alav Likra Mikta Mitzvah Seishas Man Gramu Chovas Seishas Man Gramu Mashim Pturis El Hal Dachim Minelef Riyari Mahakel Malal Amar Nashim Chayavas So Tu Nashim Chayavas Kamash Balan Amar So Kamash Balan. Therefore, we exclude them from this pasuk. Amar Mar Zachorcha Lotz Tuna Androgynous Special Androgynous Zachor Chalag Damir Because Everything Hoil Veislay Tzad Zachor. Lechayev, Kamash Balan, Debiria Bifneatzmo, that no, it's its own entity. Elatumtum, it's a suffix. Mitzrach Krala Mute Suffix. Need a pasuk to really exclude a suffix. So Arabai, Kishabetsev Mibachutz, when the Beitsev are on the outside. Now the last part of the Bryce. Amar Mar, he said, Kol Zachurcha, Larabat Ektanim. Vatananis, Mark Ass, Chutz Mecheris, Shotavakotin. So Arabai, Lokasha Kamba, Kotin, Shgiel Achinach. Here the Bryce talking about a Kotin who's a Giel Achinach, the age of Chinach. Who knows how old the age of Chinach? That's a little bit of a debate. Kanba Kotin, Shalohi Giel, the Giel Achinach. While the Mishnah excluded a Kotin who was not Hegiel Achinach. Kotin, Shia Giel Achinach. Wait, that's the Rabbanan. How then could the Braisa learn it from a Pasuk to include a Gil Achinach? What do you mean? That's only a Deraisa versus Rabbanan. Ein Achanami. Yeah. Yeah. It's the obligation of a Katan who reached Chinach is only Derabbanan. But the Kra Asmachta Be'almahu. But the Kra, the Pasuk is just a hint to it. The Braisa did not mean it literally. Vela Krai Lamayata. So then what does that part of the Pasuk really come to include? Meaning the part of the Pasuk says Kol Zachorcha. Rather, lita acherim. It's coming to the clue with others thought. Acherim taught. The Tanan, the Tanya, with the Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, acherim omrim. Others say, one who hamekamets, one who scrapes up the dog's excrement. Hametzarif nechoshes, one who smelts copper. Habursi, a leather tanner. Are potter from re'iyah, because it says, kol zachurcha, all your males. Someone who's able to go up with your males. Yatsu elu, she'enu roin lozko, they cannot go up with all your males because they stink. Nobody can go up with them. And therefore, because they smell, they should be added onto the list. So very interesting. We've added some more onto the list here. There's three. Let's get the three here. Mekamets, it scrapes up the dog's excrement, right? The mitzaref nechoshes, smelts the copper, and then the bursi, a leather tanner. So how are you going to picture all this? So that's easy to picture. I mean, these things are pungent. Pungent stays in the memory also. It's one of the ways to trigger memory. So you're thinking someone who's scraping up, the guy going around, you picture a chassid, someone from who's going to go up a lila regel, but he's scraping up dog stuff. Then you're picturing someone who's, melting down copper. And then you're picturing a guy who's working with hides. And those three guys are trying to walk with you and you smell, you're running away. So you add those three to the list itself. Okay, so let's read the Gemara one more time. Tana Rabbanan, Zachor Lahotzi et Anashim, Zachor Lahotzi Tumtum Androgynous. Kol Zachor Lahrabas Diktanim. So you have three parts to the Brisa. Amar Mar, Zachor Lahotzi et Anashim, Zachor to be said to exclude women. Lama Likra, just say, Mitzah Seishas Mangramahu, Chomesesh Mangramah, Nashim Taurus. It's Rasai, we need it because I would think Nalif Ria Ria Mahakel, learn Xerishava from Ria Ria Tahakel. Malahalan women are included, so too here women should be included. Kamash Balan, therefore, this is Russia teaches you the not. Amar Mar, Zachurcha to exclude Tumtum Androgynous. Androgynous, it's tricks all that I would eat it because hoil the east late sad sakras can see the side of him that's male. He should be chayiv. Kamash Milan, Deberia bifne atzmo. He's his own entity. Ela tumtum sveiku. Rather, tumtum is a suffix. Mitzrach karlamut de sveiku. Didn't a pasuk to really exclude a suffix? So, Amar Abai, kishabetsav mimbechutz. Because there's more certainty about him, even though he's a suffix, because his baits of him are sitting on the outside. Amar Mar, kol zachurcha to include ketanim. By the time he's done a mishnah, chutz cherishot of a katan. Amar Abai lokashi, kan bekatan shigil achinach. Kan bekatan who did not higil achinach. Higil achinach is derabanan he. That's not a pasuk. What pasuk to tell you there are. The whole mitzvah of chinuch is only derabanan. Ein hachanami, you're right. But kras machta be'alma. The pasuk is just an illusion. Ve'lekra l'may ata. So then what really is the pasuk coming to include? Lichad acherim, to include teaching acherim. Detanya, you have to change it from detan to detanya. We learned in a braisa, acherim say hamakamet, the guy who cleans up the dog excrement. Hametzarif, the one who forges the copper. Nechoshes, the one who works, metzarif nechoshes. And the bursi, the one who works with hides, are all pata from me'iyah. Mishum shenarik says, kol zechurcha, someone who can go up with all males. These cannot go up with all males because they smell so bad. We will stop there for today.